Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the final episode ever of Why Am I Sad? I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
I'm George.
I'm Tom.
Oh, I'm Dammit. I thought you were going to be like, and introducing, or special guest, or
no.
Former fuckwit.
No.
Current fuckwit. Joel Dammit.
Yeah! And we're fine.
Hello, sunshine. Hello, blue skies. Hello, lovely day.
So because this is our last episode and it's a very bittersweet moment for us, I think instead of asking the important question, let's ask a different important question. Why are we happy?
Hey.
Aww.
Look at that.
Full circle. We killed sadness.
We clocked mental health.
Stabbed him in the gutter. He dead now. I stepped over his body on the way into this studio. Yeah. Just kicked it.
Good. Yeah, fuck you, sadness.
That's where you
I
belong.
Did that thing where you jump onto something wet and you slide for a bit and then you eat shit.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
Blood. Oh, you don't go very far. You just jump onto a, you know, this is a known thing, yeah?
Yeah, no, this is a known thing.
Yeah, it's like classic banana peel, but on purpose.
Yeah.
That's what I did to sad.
Well, then why are you happy? What did you do? How'd you banana peel sad?
Banana peeled sad recently because I became, we haven't decided on a word yet, but I became an aunt on last week, and that's pretty exciting.
Congratulations.
That's very
Thank
exciting.
You. We have yet to settle on aunt or uncle, so we just keep saying ankle, which I fucking hate.
I love it.
Yeah, like ankle.
I'm a buncle, so
Yeah,
you could be an ankle.
I'll take an ankle then.
That's how it look. I auto corrected one time. Wasn't even the kid. It was just the rest of my family.
Bungle Tom.
Well, one. Yeah, you fuck up once.
I got group chatted in real life. ankle.
Oh, all right. Well, I am now ankle zone, which is really exciting. It should clarify that it was not my brother who had a kid. Mm-hmm. It was my best friend, but I have taken the title because we are like absolute siblings.
Yep.
And this little baby was born and he was born fucking huge. And unfortunately for best friend Christina, she had already decided on a name. She had decided on the name Hugo.
Mm-hmm. Hugo.
Absolutely. We've been just calling him Hugo. We've absolutely been calling him Hugo.
Oh, he's a huge O.
He's huge O. So yeah. So that poor baby already has a terrible nickname.
Great nickname.
Powerful nickname.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. Huge, but to be known as Hugo.
To Hugo.
Hugo.
Look at this Hugo. Nah, that's great.
You're an ankle to Hugo.
I am an ankle to Hugo. Mm-hmm. The people are going to like, and a boomer is going to listen to this and be like, they're only saying a word every third or fourth time.
Yeah. If a boomer is still listening to any of the podcasts on this network and hasn't gone insane, they are no longer a boomer, I think.
Yeah, they get honorary Gen Z cards.
There's something else.
Yeah. So, no, it's pretty cute. So they're doing a month of isolation, I guess would be the best way to describe it, where they're not having any visitors so they can bond with the baby. Which I guess is a thing that you do. I don't fucking know. Would love that every time I get a new pet. Like, I do keep, like, insisting that I should get, like, paternity leave every time, like, I get a new cat. But my boss is apparently like, no. I'm like, rude.
You need to raise that baby.
I know. I'm like, I need to spend some quality time with this new kitten that I've gotten. Yeah.
I guess there's, like, there's surely there'd be an upper limit because, like, you know, just like.
I don't think I could take a year, but I reckon I could take 2 weeks off. No, every time, like, I get a new pet, I can be like, I get 2 weeks off.
Like, the time factor, like, there's only a certain amount of kids you can spit out in a year, right?
Yeah. So I get one per year.
Whereas with a cat or a dog or a rabbit, you can buy one every day. Yeah. Okay. Don't.
I could.
Maybe that's the thing. It's got to be like you can only buy a pet in the same span of time that you could conceivably
conceive.
Make a kid.
Conceivably conceive.
Yeah, you're right. So they're doing isolation. So every day I get a baby photo.
Aww.
And that makes me pretty happy is to look at this cute little baby who.
Huge baby.
How much did it weigh? 3.5 kilos.
Oh, yeah.
So in baby size, that's half a sack of potatoes.
Well, thank you.
Tom's just trying to feel out the size of how big.
Dumb it down further.
Well, I can't make it any more than half a bag of potatoes.
How many pounds?
Flowers. 3 bags of flour and 3.5 bags of flour.
Dumb it down further.
How many pounds is 3.5 kilos?
I don't know.
Why would we
do it?
10?
No, sorry. What am I talking about? It's about 8.
Okay, 8. It's like picking up a 3.5 kilo dumbbell. What's 4 times 8? 32?
32.
Okay. 32 quarter pounders.
Wow. That's heaps.
I don't know if my maths is correct,
but it feels right.
That baby was 32 quarter pounds.
Yeah, actually, it'd be like, yes.
The anticipation is coming.
It'd be like one of those 2 liter milks. Uh-huh. Maybe like 2 of those 2 liter milks.
Yeah.
maybe like 4 liters of milk, cows.
She's nailed it.
Wow. I've missed you all.
I'm going to be honest though, that actually works for me.
Because you can imagine holding.
That's a lot.
It's a bit cumbersome, but I'm like, that's too big for a baby.
Yeah.
So poor Hugo was massive.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to baby top you.
Yeah.
I think I've seen this picture, right? This huge baby.
Was a genuine freak. 4.8 kilos.
Oh!
What's that in pounds? How many quarter pounders is that, George?
We're talking too many to ever feel
that's,
sick afterwards.
That's two and a half bottles of milk, man. Yes, that's so much.
That's one of those really big rice things.
Yeah. That's a kettlebell. That is a kettlebell.
It's a big kettlebell swing with that kid.
That's so big.
You can certainly do a kettlebell swing with any kind of kid. They got legs.
Yeah.
They'd have fun. Babies love being upside down.
Yep. I think I have the picture of this adorable, cute baby. I just want to show the rest of the game.
Oh, he's so big.
He's massive.
The biggest and boy in the land.
And he's stayed big since.
He's a unit.
If that baby came up
to me at the age that I am, 31, and looked me in the eyes, I'd give him money.
Yeah.
I'd give him, here's my credit card. Please don't hurt me.
It's a big boy, and he's also translucent. He's not a single pigment in his skin for some reason. He's the whitest baby. He cannot be.
He absorbed
near
all
sunlight.
The pigments to grow.
He photosynthesizes.
He looks like an old timey wealthy boy.
Yeah, he does.
You should give him a little sailor outfit.
He looks kind of like the Irish mid-level gangster who's like sweating a lot and stressing. He also kind of looks like that sometimes.
Like you could dress him up as a Tony Soprano for Halloween. Oh, yeah. On point.
I don't know if you ever watched like the latest season of Fargo, but Gaetano.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He looks like he could be. Yeah, no, he's a sweaty mess. It's funny because my brother's a bit shorter than me, and now both of his kids, because his wife's like a bit taller and all her family's tall, they're all going to be gigantic. So I'm just looking forward to it. He's walking around this little log with his two unit sons.
I hope they carry him places. He has to get something off the shelf, and they just go, "Hey, Dad, I'll help you." There you go. That's the dream. Your dream is that you outlive your kids. No, the dream
that's
is that your
dream.
Kids
no,
pick
no,
you.
No, wait, no, 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 Tom, Tom, wait. Wait.
The dream is that your kids outlive you. Dream is that your kids outlive you. Oh, my God. Good thing I don't have any. But the actual dream is that your kids pick you up to get things up off the high shelf. That's where I was going.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then that kills them. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is what we want.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, well.
It's all right, Tom. Well, what about you? What makes you happy while we're sitting in your awkward?
When my giant son kills me. I'm having a good time in my life. I was about to say, just like a lot of little things, everything is going good. I found a hairdresser. That's a good one.
That's a big one.
And I followed her. Like, that sounds bad, but so she left the salon and sent an email and was like, I'm temporarily here until I open my own place. And normally I'd be like, well, I guess I'm growing my hair out forever then. Because I'd found a routine. I got to a point where after the second haircut, I didn't have to describe what I wanted. It's a nice bit of growth, because the first time I was on here, my entire episode was about how stressed I was about having to find get a haircut.
Like, you have, is it white, curly hair or wavy hair? Like, could you do, say, like the any kind of like curl method kind of thing to get it more curly, or what?
Like a perm?
No, curly girl method. I reckon I could dry Tom's hair so it's much curlier than it is.
It gets curlier.
Yeah.
Like, you use like a bowl thingy, kind of crunching, like just like not shampoo, but just only conditioning, that kind of stuff. It's a whole method.
Wrap
your hair in like a t-shirt.
Dry and mess it up, and then don't dry it too much, and then usually can get a bit curlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I can do that. You want it all like nice and like, not crunchy.
But you should ask your hairdresser about it.
Yeah.
No. This is the whole thing. So I don't have to explain what I want anymore. She's lovely. Mm. But then she moved, and I was like, I'm gonna have to find a new hair place. And I was explaining this to my partner. She's like, you could just go to the new place that she's at. And I'm like, no, because she won't know who I am. And they'll have to explain again. And then we'll have the embarrassment where I think that she knows who I am, but again, big time main character syndrome.
Why do you think that?
Joel?
You missed these episodes. But
I know, I'm aware. Why would you think this?
Just cause, okay? So instead,
you're not that forgettable. You're very memorable.
You're a very handsome man, dude.
Thank you. I wasn't looking for compliments, but they are welcome.
Do you want, I can't imagine with the way you've described you getting a haircut, someone's not going to remember who you are.
You remember that anxious, sweaty man?
He was the sweatiest guy in the world who got his haircut? Yeah, he's back. he slid out of the seat at the end. But so I was like, so I put it off for a month, and then rebooked with this random place, and I went in and she knew who I was. But also I learned that the thing that I want most in the world is for a middle-aged to older woman to be kind to me for no reason.
It's pretty good. No, it's pretty good. Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
So like I went into this hair salon. So she's renting out a chair at a hair salon that's not hers.
How many mean older women are you dealing with?
So many. No, but it's like, it's just a specific vibe. Like it's like I walked in and it's very clearly that she's hired a chair in a women's hair dresses. Because every time like I walked in and immediately they're like, you're here for blah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. I didn't even say what I was doing there, but then I looked and I'm like, every other person in here is a lady getting a haircut. The salon has like, it just feels like there's no like men's hair products anywhere. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, okay, that's why. And then the next guy who was in after me like walked in, they're like, you're here to see blah. Mm-hmm, and it's like, yes, that's what we're doing. So, but I walked in and they were just really nice. The lady complimented me on my jumper. She's not getting any money out of me because I'm paying that other person. I don't know. It just was, I sat down and everyone was like, nice.
No. I'm with Tom. I'm with Tom on this one because I think we've spoken about this before, but I wish the energy I wish to exude is like you've walked into a diner on like the roadside and you're just like, hey, hon, how you doing? Like, what can I get for you? Just here to listen. I'm here if you need, like, just shout out if you want some toast. Like, that's all I wish to be.
There's a bakery in my house that has everyone who works there has that energy.
Oh, it's the best energy.
How you going, darling? It's like, I'm so good. Thank you for calling me, darling. You know, my kink is I want to be cherished. So,
That's it.
When I got a haircut, she remembered who I was, and I'm like, I will just keep going to this hair place. And then the knock-on effect of that is I had to return something else. I didn't want to punch myself in the face. I just did it like an adult person buying goods. I'm getting better at buying goods and services, basically.
Oh, yeah.
What a little victory. What a
genuine character growth.
Genuine growth. And things are great. I live in a new place. Landlord repairs things. The bar is so low, but like the landlord repairs things. And it's like,
man, that's good.
Yeah. I sent an email. I'm like, this pipe keeps blocking. And they're like, we'll send someone to fix it. The guy came the next day and then he's like, in a week, I can't at the moment, I'm busy. I'm going to put a camera down there. Whoa. He's just going to do that. Whoa. So good. The landlord apologized for the pipe blocking all the time.
They apologized?
They apologized.
Wow.
They were a bit embarrassed about it. And I'm like, wow. Anyway, things are looking up for me. I'll probably get hit by a truck on the way home. So touch wood.
Yeah. Like our whole fence fell down in the old place. No apology. They didn't even fix it.
Yeah, you had no fence for so long.
So long.
Yeah.
I had to keep sending pictures. Be like, it's still not there.
I like when they ask for something. Like at my last rental, they had put like this glass instead of tile behind the stove, and they put it too close. So after a while, the heat from the stove caused the glass to shatter.
Of course. Mm.
So the only way to like keep it safe was to put like some cardboard up against it and tape that cardboard onto the wall.
Yeah, cardboard, which is famously flammable.
Yeah, well, then we just didn't use the stove.
Yeah, but that's
for 6 months.
Jeez Louise.
And we only used the front burner, which was the tiny one.
Yeah.
And so we did that for 6 months. And then when they finally came around to repair it, the tape that we had put on pulled off some of the paint. And they were like, you're going to have to fix that. And we were like, I hate you so much.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That rules.
They're the worst, man. Landlords. Mm. This is a weird thing. This is just a very odd tangent that I have been going on. So as we've been speaking about, I mean, on my house journey, which is super funny just to exist in this period of time and be like, you know what I need? A safe place to live.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare I? Yeah. But what I found is because at my job, there's a lot of older people that I work with. And every time I like speak to them about it, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here, like, because I'm there all the fucking time. They're like, oh, you work a lot. And I'm like, because I'm saving up to buy a house. So like, I take on extra shifts. And then they'll be like, oh, that's really cool. When I bought a house, and then they'll start talking about it, and then they'll be like, but, you know, like, you just have to get in because, like, when you buy your second house, that's when you really live in. And I was like, second house? First house? And they're like, yeah, you know, because, like, what you can do is you can get the second house and then that pays off the first house. And I was like, I don't want to be a landlord. Mm. And that is, like, such a shocking thing to say to anyone. Mm.
Mm. Skip landlord. Slumlord.
Slumlord.
Yeah.
Hold on, now I'm back in.
It's got slum in the title.
I'm back in, Slumdog Millionaire, baby.
But I've heard that as well. People are like, oh, you just got to get in and then you get your starter home and then you can get your second one. And I'm like, but I want to live somewhere. They're like, yeah. So you find somewhere you don't want to live and you buy that. Yep. I'm like.
And so then you keep not living in a home for ages.
You keep not living somewhere you want to live in.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not good.
No.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad system we currently have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty
I think
heartbreaking.
I think the people giving that recommendation probably aren't renting in the places that they're thinking
of. Oh,
no. Also,
people they're not looking where you're renting and being like, that's...
The house cost them $20,000 and now it's worth $1.8 million.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
They didn't do anything to it.
The person who was recommending, when they buy their second house?
I don't even want to say it's the person. It's many people that I've spoken to.
Were they sort of our similar age?
No, they were much older. They were like in their 60s. All of them have been like in their 50s and 60s.
So when
they've been boomers. They've been boomers.
Yeah. So when housing you could pay off within maybe 2 years.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, you got to get, and I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Cause I'm doing like, and I'll explain. I'm like, oh, I'm doing it on my own. And it's, you know, it's really difficult. And they're just like, and it will be really fun because I'll go to the bank and I'll be like, bank, can I have some money? And the bank will be like, no. And they're like, you know, you should get a husband. That would make this easier. And I'm like, hey, a lot of things in my life would probably be easier. Look, but we fucking up.
All I'll say is the goal for me to get a house got easier because my partner has saved money.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's a very
I like that your partner's going to buy a house and you're allowed to live there.
That's basically what's going to happen.
Good.
And I'm excited.
Yeah. Kept boy.
All I want to be is cherished.
Oh, my God. You know one day she's going to be middle-aged, Tom.
I know. And she's kind to me already. Yeah. Hey, George. Yeah. Why are you happy?
Well,
was a middle-aged woman kind to you as well?
Well, first, I don't think I've appreciated until right now how blessed I am to have constant nothing but support from middle-aged women in general.
It's the dream, man.
I don't know if it's this mo, but I'm walking around, middle-aged ladies are loving me.
It's the mo.
Is it?
Yeah. Also, when I say middle-aged, I'm like their age, so maybe that's part of it as well.
Well, yeah, it's they wouldn't be middle-aged when I was, like, younger, so it's like... anywhere mm-hmm. from like...
You want someone 20 to 30 years older than you to be nice to you.
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah, well, look, I get that a lot, yeah. I think, already. So that's all right.
I know why you're happy. Jeez, you're living the best life.
I'm living the life. I don't even know. Didn't even know. In general, I'm happy. How much shorter a conversation about being happy, firstly? Have you noticed that already? I feel like we're powering through this.
Yeah. Well, yes. Shortest episode ever. There's five of us.
Yeah.
The only thing that's brutal. But I'm leaving to go to Edinburgh in a month.
Going
to do my comedy, so that's nice.
Comedy back on.
Retiring
we
in
can
2 weeks.
Finally laugh again.
Can't
just
wait.
Like post 9/11, we weren't allowed to laugh, but George is bringing it back.
Exactly.
What 9/11? Don't do that. Don't bring that back.
Things have gotten worse since we stopped focusing on 9/11. To be honest, so really, it's one for the people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no. So that's all.
Do you have a venue picked out? Like a name?
All
of
that's
a show?
Done. Everything's done. Yeah.
Do you want to tell me the name of the show? Maybe the dates that you're going.
Yeah. So if anyone who listens to this podcast in Edinburgh or England or in Fiji, but they love you, so they travel.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on me, to be honest. Yeah. Now I'm doing the two shows. I'm doing bookish comedy again, which will be a lot of fun because I'm in a huge room at a great time.
Room is that? And what time?
It's called the 32 Below, and it's at 3:30 p.m., which sounds crazy in any other festival apart from Edinburgh, where that's actually a great spot.
So this is, I'm assuming it's for the Fringe Festival.
The Edinburgh. Yeah.
So those dates are...
So the 4th till the 28th of August.
Jeez, okay.
Thanks for letting us know, George.
Thank you. Yeah, I won't be able to get there, but other people might.
Yeah, alas, I won't be in Edinburgh, unfortunately.
But if you are.
Nah. But if someone is in Edinburgh and they were like free, was it 3:30 p.m.?
3:30, yeah.
And they wanted to go to the 32 below.
On what day?
4th to the 4th of August to the 28th.
Yeah. Every day? You don't have days
every
off?
Every day, no days
And
off.
They wanted to see the...
It's one's called a bookish comedy show. And then also 7 o'clock is a solo show.
And that's the same venue.
Called 3 a.m. Brain.
3 a.m. Brain.
Oh. I'm really happy with that
title. Do you talk about how you're cold?
And that's a real good title.
Do you talk about how you're cold?
How I'm cold?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's funny enough to do in a show, unfortunately. A lot of my insanity doesn't translate. Doesn't translate to the stage because everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Like, hey, guys, you're in the ocean.
Has this ever happened to you where you're like in bed and you're like, oh, I'm a bit jobbed. Maybe I'm sad. No?
No.
I'm just cold.
Not wearing enough layers.
So you turn on the heater and you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you're fixed.
Heater.
You get more blankets.
Yeah, just have more blankets.
Yeah, some of us are renting, man. We can't afford
it. I'm sorry, I have solar.
Fancy man. Boy got solar. So yeah, no.
So
that's...
3 a.m. comedy, 7 p.m. at 32 below.
Yeah.
3 a.m. brain at 7 p.m. Yeah. 32 below. Yeah.
And the other one
I've
was
got 3 a.m. comedy.
A bookish 3 a.m. comedy. Yeah, you're only funny at 3 to 4, but fuck, you kill.
Yeah. Edinburgh, there is 3 a.m. comedy, so yeah. It is interesting.
And if they wanted to go to the 3 a.m. comedy, it would be 11 and a half hours after your show.
Yeah.
Ooh, someone's doing math.
Yeah.
It's a math podcast.
Women can do math now.
Yeah. Women in STEM.
They let us.
They let us. Thanks, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
After the 2 liters of milk, right?
It was, it actually adds up to 4 liters.
Wow.
Yeah, women.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, I can do everything.
So, yeah, if you're having a why must say, you know what makes you happy? Comedy. Go see comedy.
Yeah. Go see a bunch of comedy. Yeah, so that should be fun, which has been nice because I've been working quite a lot. So it'll be nice to
do more work.
Not do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Zoe's right. It is more work.
It's more work.
But to do fun work.
Yeah.
Fun work. With no days
How good is fun work?
Ah,
how good is fun work? I'm always so excited to, like, do fun work. Like, to come here and do my fun work instead of doing my boring work where I...
It's good.
Yeah. Oh, I hate bad work.
Yeah.
Makes you really appreciate fun work.
It does.
Yeah, man. I got to get up on Saturday and I was like, okay, fun work day. So then I did 8 hours of that instead of the other one. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah,
I'm having fun. I chose this. Yeah,
fun work.
I've made a poster and everything. It's great.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're living your best life. Not only are you making posters, old ladies are kind to you.
I don't know where you're getting all these mean old ladies from.
Oh, I work with so many.
Yeah. It's weird that you don't have more mean old ladies. I think most old ladies are mean.
What do you mean?
Look at that charming face.
No,
if you're
true.
A nonna, look at that face.
Yeah. You would love him.
If you're nonna's
hate me.
Nonna's,
What?
If you're an aunt or like a mother of another, I reckon you could get around George.
Yeah.
I'm
friendly.
No, I think, you're right. I think maybe older older women hate me and Tom.
Yeah.
Is my be what.
Yeah,
it's true.
We're experienced. They're so mean all the time.
They're not always. Like, sometimes you can have, like, let me clarify, like, sometimes you can, if you can harness the energy of a mean old lady for your benefit, there is no force on earth more powerful.
It's like taming a wild horse.
Yeah. Oh, you, one of the volunteers who I used to manage, she died during COVID, but she'd retired for a bit. She was in her 90s. But she was prickly as and crabby, and everyone was always scared of her. And she's like, oh, she made this person cry and this person cry. And I'm like, I'm going to become best friends with her. And it was touch and go for a bit because she did not like me because I brought youthful energy and cocksure attitude into her.
Was that
business.
Like a direct quote?
That was. She once told me she wasn't sure how far a cocksure attitude would ever get me in life.
Yeah.
But then after a while, we like just slowly like worked on her. I was talking about like I'd been to see a movie and she then said that she liked movies.
Ooh.
And I was fine with that. And then that turned into her telling me that every year for the Melbourne International Film Festival, she would see 43 movies.
The right amount of movies.
She would go and see, and she would see everything. She'd see like your classic old lady movies about a choir in Dublin who were.
They got to save the choir.
They got to save the choir or the king or something.
Yeah.
Right. And then she'd be like, yeah, so I saw this Japanese film in which a plant fucks a robot. And you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, and I saw this documentary about a plant fucking a robot. But yeah, she loved all kinds of movies. Was friends with Nick Cave's grandmother. Basically, I learned a lot about her, and we became friends. And then she died, and I was like, oh, that's really sad. And she used to give me programs from the film festival. So you won her over. But when people would be like obnoxious to other people, and she was nearby. Oh, she'd fight them. So good. That's
ladies don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. When you're 80 something and you're going to movie festivals all the day, so you're already, you've probably got an edge.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you've got one foot in the grave. Who cares?
What's going to happen? Yeah. I'm going
to
die?
Give us the other foot to kick.
Yeah.
That's good. Cass, why does that feel like a t-shirt you would wear? One foot in the grave, I use the other foot to kick.
Oh, I want that now. Okay.
Someone make that. Anyway.
I'll make it. And that's why I'm happy. I'm about to start a t-shirt business.
Well, why are you happy, Cass, then?
I'm really happy being in the same room with all of you again. COVID was a bit... I didn't love it.
Yeah, it was
a
bad.
Controversial opinion.
Yeah, I don't want to be like rude or anything, but
personally, as a me in that situation, I was doing okay.
Huge fan.
Hey,
huge
I made French toast with Adam most days.
Yeah, yeah. That's I like being left alone. Bar the pandemic side of it, wasn't the worst.
Oh, I had an easy pandemic to some people.
Yeah,
French toast. You were having a good time.
Yeah.
You were having a bad time, Cass.
Yeah, Cass was not doing well.
I didn't realize. I thought it was like, oh, I'm doing really well at this. And then recently I watched the Inside Out takes, which are great. Really loved Inside. And then when I watched the Inside Out takes, I was all of a sudden back a year and or 2 years or whatever. And I was just like, oh, wow, I was not happy, was I? But I didn't know.
No.
We knew.
Yeah, it was.
But we were all sad.
We were all kind of sad.
But you were the most sad.
You're always the last one to know.
Yeah. I'm sorry that your sadness was a surprise.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the most sad.
No.
I think out of all of us, Cass was the most. She struggled the most with COVID because you're the most social.
Mm. You are, yeah, you kind of like power up through like social interactions. And yeah,
again, I made French toast with Adam every day.
Yeah.
You had no Adam to make French toast with.
No, but
just
I did
French
Adam,
toast with me.
Adam did meet me at McDonald's where we'd park our cars.
That was true.
Kissing style, so that it was almost like we could have dinner together because we'd call each other from the other car.
That's good.
Mm. It was good. One time, cops showed up, but I had bought Adam's cheeseburger, and we were like, I don't know if we're allowed to get out of the car with the cops around to give each other the cheeseburgers.
It's like a drug deal.
Yeah, it was.
Should have thrown it.
Yeah,
I think I left it on the boot of his car and then got back in the car.
And then he got out.
Yeah.
Mm. The cops were like, what the fuck? Are why didn't they just get out and give the cheese? We stole this police car. We're thieves. They think that is work, and they think we're cops.
This is a very effective ruse.
They stopped their drug deal and made it look like a cheeseburger spot.
This is great. Let's go and rob that McDonald's now.
Anyway, that was the same night you saw the McDonald's get robbed by the cops.
And I don't know anything about it.
Oh.
No, I'm happy to not be in COVID anymore now that it's finished, you know?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I reckon I could do another 2 weeks.
No, I'm good.
No, I reckon if they were like 2 week lockdown, but it's like guaranteed 2 weeks.
No.
I'd be all right.
Haven't you guys heard? It's coming back.
I'd be all right. I kind of liked it.
George, you'd never left.
Yeah.
But it's coming back in a big way.
It's just Australia alone. Hey, guess what?
The world is being like
happy, man. But in Australia, like, hey, I think it's like 10,000 people have died from COVID. I want to guess how many of those have been this year?
10,000?
7,000.
Oh, I was be like, 7? That's not that many.
Yeah. But it's fine. It's over now. It's good.
It's good, yeah.
You fix it. You don't need to do any. Anyway, I'm so happy.
Happy friends.
I'm happy to see my friends. I'm happy to see all of you. It's nice to make each other laugh. I think that's my favorite thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm also happy that throughout the years of doing this show, we've had people write in and, you know, it's a nice little community and the people who have written in and been like, this was a nice show. I'm glad we were able to do that for you. So thank you.
That was nice.
It was really lovely whenever we got people being like, thanks. It was like, oh, the void is screaming back. Because usually it doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind.
And the kind.
What if just the like void an was kind?
Mm. What if?
Oh, I also am on a plan to just like fix the rest of my life. So it's nearly fixed.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Hey,
do you have a list?
Can I tell you, I actually procrastinated making it.
Yeah.
But I've got a plan to make a list.
And that's
can
the start.
Can I tell you something silly that happened?
You can.
Okay.
So I signed up to a skin treatment thing.
Oh, that one you were telling me about?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
go on.
When I got the ads for it, it was targeted. Thanks, Mark. It was like, hey, come to this clinic. We'll give you 10 sessions for $380. And the fit. Why are all the men touching their heads right now? Stop rubbing your faces.
No, I just had a
you're all looking at us for shame.
Anyway,
I feel my own skin and maybe it needs a treatment.
I got a facial this week and it ruled.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm all soft now.
It is good to be soft. I tried, saw a dermatologist last year and I was like, how do I fix this? And he's like, oh, go to get this treatment. Tell them I sent you. And he wrote his name down on a piece of paper in the clinic I should go to. And I called them. I'm like, hey. And they're like, okay, it's $500 a session. Did you get a referral? And I was like, he referred me to you, but I don't have like a doctor's referral. They're like, oh, it'll be an extra $300 then because our doctor needs to do it. Like assessment, I'm like, why did he fuck me like this?
Yeah. That's the worst dermatologist of all time.
Look, he was lovely, but maybe
His name?
Yeah.
I did. I said his name, and they were like, we know him. Did he give you the paper? And I'm like, please. I did leave it a year because I wanted to save up for it. So, and at that point, I'm like, oh, no. Anyway, and then
too
years
dry
before
to be
that.
Fucking me that hard, dermatologist.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Years before that, I tried to get like face laser and it's $1,500 per thing. Yeah. And you for all of these things, you need multiple treatments. So I was like, 10 for $380. And the advertising to Western standards, it looked a bit scammy or like a bit dodgy. Like it was like really airbrushed people with like heaps of little ads and deals around them. And then I looked at their website a bit more and it was like they were operating in like Singapore, Macau, China, and Hong Kong, and this was like the first one in Melbourne, and I was like, oh, no, this isn't, it's not dodgy, it's just like that's how ads look in Asia. And I was like, oh, okay, so it looks dodgy to me, but that's literally just like the advertising standards, we look completely different. So
and
I was
it's
like,
racist if I think otherwise. So,
so I went in, and it was lovely. Okay. They had a model that was for 5 pounds of fat on the table, and I was like, hey, can I please get
which is a baby, guys, the size of a baby.
That was 5 kilos.
Yeah.
That was 5 kilos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That's two litre bottles and an extra.
Yeah.
1 litre bottle.
Extra 1 litre bottle.
Oh. Yeah.
Of Coke. Busy. Gotta juggle them all.
Yeah, that one's full of air, so it's lighter than the milk. For the bubbles.
Hang on. You're telling me that 4 litres of air is lighter than 4 litres of milk?
Yes.
Yes.
Because air is lighter than a liquid, Tom.
Wait.
Are you thinking of kilos?
Yes.
Yeah. Four kilos of air is the same as 4 kilos.
Sure is.
Yeah. Liters is a different one.
You're lucky you're handsome.
Yeah.
4 kilos of air is lighter because it's air.
Oh, Joel. Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't do it.
That makes
That's
sense.
The math. Yeah. Look, defer to the men in the room. They're allowed to do STEM.
Sorry. I'm getting wrong. I don't know what I'm doing.
They won't let me use a calculator. Yeah.
I keep making it say boobs, though, so, like, maybe it's a good idea.
That's what it was.
I want to open STEM up for women. Like, not me specifically, but just, like, women.
Yeah.
But not me.
Other.
Other women. Smarter women.
Boys' job.
Yeah, smarter
also
women.
Other women.
Yeah.
It's just not for you.
It's not for me, guys.
Yeah, no Zoe's.
No, that's Zoe. Not me.
Yeah.
Can open the door, lock it on your end.
In the not for me either.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
No.
Even though you could.
Three of us, George, Cass, and I, we're getting into STEM.
Yep.
George is already in STEM. He's an accountant.
You ready for milk maths?
Hey.
George, are you an accountant?
No.
Here's a fun fact about both our good friend George and our good friend of the show, Adam.
Yes.
They're both accountants.
Who have, not through no fault of their own, have both bamboozled myself, Zoe, I want to say other friends of the show, Jackson, maybe even yourself, Kat. I don't know. We convinced ourselves very early on that they were both accountants. They just worked in a bank.
I know Adam's not an accountant. I lived with the man.
Yeah.
Lived with him too.
Yeah, but before that.
Okay.
When
Adam said I worked at the bank, did you think he was a teller or an accountant?
No, I didn't think he was an accountant. Mm. He was still at uni, wasn't he?
He has accountant energy.
He wears glasses.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think you're an accountant.
He said because he worked at a bank.
No, this is what I'm going to be on. I'm fucking all on the table.
Because I do invoicing and bookkeeping sort of stuff now for the family business. But not.
I genuinely thought your family business was accounting and you took after your dad.
No. It's mafia.
It was Timorellis and Sons.
Yeah.
I work for the family business. And I'm like, yeah, accountant.
Guessing. Because, yeah, you quit your big-time bank job to work for your small-time accounting family.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
You're going to Edinburgh because you're a chartered accountant and you've got a charter.
Yeah. That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
Those are the people who make maps.
Charters?
No.
Chartered accountants are a real job.
Zoe.
I win that one. Tell us about your skin treatment, though.
You doing a bit? Okay. Cool. Sometimes you got to check.
It was nice to keep you keep it going for a bit. And I was like,
did you have a look?
Okay. I'm not. Well, the fact that you guys assume that I'm, came out the frog, I know.
Yeah.
Came out the frog.
Ah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Never going to forget
meatball.
It again.
Spicy meatball.
And by that you mean the sour candy. Yeah.
We're all.
Came out the frog.
Anyway.
Keep that in the front part.
How's your skin going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went in and they were like, oh, you don't want this treatment. You want this other one. And this one's $1,500 a session. But because it's your first time and we've just opened here and this is like an opening deal, we can do 12 sessions for $1,700. And we'll also give you two other treatments every time you come in. So it's 36 treatments for $1,700. And I was like, oh, that's a very good deal. Okay, I'll take it. And I spent all the money I didn't have. And then they were like, here's your receipt. We'll chuck in an extra week of them because it's been tricky to organize this. I'm like, yeah, thank you. That's really nice. And they're like, can you sign your receipt to say we gave you that discount? And I did. Apparently, according to the receipt I got, my discount was $72,700.
What?
That is so good.
It can't be right, though, right?
How expensive Surely
this is a thing that you then post somewhere for them to be like, look at the discount I got. And then people being like, damn. And then they try and do the same thing, right? Because they're the ones setting their own price, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But okay, so here's my thing.
Money's fake,
Money.
So they're not scamming me. I'm being used for a scam, so I don't care.
Yeah, either way, she's getting good skin.
And like, as I've said, the other ones I was looking at was $500 per session or $1,500 per session. And this was $1,700 for three things for 13. So it's still a lot of money and I don't want to think about it.
Don't.
I won't. But I had my first one and it was really nice and everyone was so lovely and I felt really nice afterwards and I was like, what product should I use? Thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to have to buy all these like products I sell. And she was like, we don't sell any here. I'll just tell you which ones are good. I was like, oh, all right. Thank you. I actually really trust this advice because you are not making money off of what you are recommending. You just think it's good. Sick. It was lovely. I had a great time.
This is good.
You can't think about the money for this.
What?
I think you can't think about the money for this. Yeah. This sounds like a great deal.
$72,000. Damn, man.
But surely that can't be right.
I don't know.
Feels right.
But then I went on and then I saw another ad they were posting because now Mark's like, you like this, right? I'm like, Jesus, Mark, come on. I've already been. And they were like, here are some treatments you could go in and get for free as an intro thing. And obviously not for me now. I'm a client. But one of them was a boob treatment and it was like, we're going to do a non-invasive thing that tickles your hormones to induce second puberty and make your boobs grow.
Second puberty, you say?
That sounds incorrect. How do you? That doesn't sound like a real thing you can do.
I feel like they're just giving you more estrogen.
I don't have boobs, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just giving you more estrogen.
You might want to let a few people.
They can't. That's not. They don't put anything in your body.
That's what they say.
Well, what do? They just massage your
titties?
They
stimulate the hormones somehow.
With electrodes?
I don't know. I looked at it and thought, huh.
They duct tape a baby to your body and trick you into being thinking you're pregnant so your boobs get bigger.
Yeah, they're just full
maybe.
Of milk.
What's, yeah. I don't want it done, but I want to know more. But I'm scared if I go in and ask about it.
You'll get it done.
Well, because I don't want it done, but I also didn't want to spend $1,700.
Oh, I can't wait to see Cass in like a month's time.
Massive honkers.
Huge. Oh,
what happened, Cass? Uh-huh. It worked. Guys, my hormones got tickled.
I've now got four boobs.
I got four boobs and two periods.
That's fucked up. Anyway, you enjoyed that. Okay.
I am enjoying it. I had the treatment the other week and my skin's never felt nicer. Yeah. And usually with things like that, because it's like a lasery thing, usually like you go in and then you look a bit super weird for a day or a couple of days or sometimes even a week, the ones I've had done previously with like needling and stuff. But no, came out. And everyone I spoke to in the next like day was like, "You look great." I'm like, "I do."
Something.
Wait till I got my new boobs.
Yeah.
You get your full
boobs on boobs.
Damn, that's a lot of boobs.
So yeah, I'm overjoyed. Jugs in my fuch. Beautiful baby face in my fuch. Got to make that list of how to fix my life, and then I just do it. It's not hard. Well, it's
yeah, step hard. One. You've already done step one. Good face. Yeah,
good face. Step two. Make the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Step three. Yeah. Step two is more boob.
Yeah.
Step three.
Maybe I'll get that middle one put in.
Total recall.
Recall.
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Good friends show. Yeah. Total recall, though. That's a good time.
Yeah. Good movie.
I want one of the mutant hands. Give me one of them boys.
I want
a quarto. What's his name?
Yeah.
No.
The leader of the resistance?
Yeah.
Get him on me.
I want the thing where you can tap your fingernails and they change colour.
Now that is also good.
That changed my life as a child.
I want to hide in an old lady costume.
You can do
go
that.
Go to Mars.
They'll let you.
No, but not the Mars bit.
Yeah.
Ah, that bit. Yeah, that does sound cool.
That's pretty good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why are you happy?
Let's see. Well, I guess, according to Tom, I'm living the dream three times over.
Old ladies being nice.
Oh, no, outliving a child.
Oh.
Nice!
Nice! Up.
Don't draw me into your games. Fuck. I'm going to have the longest shower in of all time when I get home.
I don't know when I left this particular show during which version of a tragedy. Might have been the second. But anyway, had a third one. I am talking about miscarriages in case anyone's like, what? So that sucked. Not why I'm happy. Anywho. But
that would be, really twisted.
Yeah.
Fucked up. But due to that, I think it was, I forget what the term is, but after you have like three, it's like, okay, yeah, it's like a medical term then where it's like, oh, you have something.
Bad pregnancy.
So then you can kind of like, the streamline to IVF is a bit easier. So we're going through IVF, which is kind of why I guess, we're a bit happy at the moment. It's been an arduous process. Well, especially for me, like I had to jerk off into a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucked up. Like it was just... You know, jerking off when
you
you're
don't
not
jerk
even,
off into cups.
Well, when you're not horny and having to like go to a place and actually have to come.
Ah, You mean the classic, am I depressed or just cold? Am I depressed or do I just need to have a wank? I've had a wank. I still feel bad.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking weird, yeah?
I haven't done that in ages. I'm fine.
Yeah. I was just cold.
That's all it was.
More blankets.
Yeah, so I had to do that. And like one of the so bad. I mean, sure, my wife had to inject herself daily with like hormones and that they did all kinds of things. But I had to jerk off into a cup, guys. How much sympathy?
For this boy.
It's nice telling this story without.
Well, you don't get to experience the joy of childbirth, really. So, I mean, it's really unfair if you think about it. Yeah, this is your moment.
No, five kilo baby coming out your back.
You're not squeezing out 3.5 bottles of milk.
2 liters, yes. 2 liters. Yeah, once again.
Yeah, that's the size of a baby.
Checks out,
Matt, 32 quarter pounders.
So we're going through that. At the moment, we're just now sort of like waiting between cycles, as it always is. It was an interesting process. Like you kind of learn a lot about it all. My part is so easy. It's like one of the most like, I am done. I wish I could do more, but I cannot. So I'm sorry. I will just be here and you can yell at me when you're feeling like I'm sad or something. Cause I know the hormones are going to do this. There was one time, I think I wanted to go see a film. What was it?
Morbius.
No, it wasn't Morbius. It was a good film. Everything all the time.
Everything ever all at once. Great movie.
Yeah. It was like, it'd be nice to Friday night. And it's like, I wouldn't mind going to see that. And we just got delayed by like either
your ADHD.
No, it wasn't me. Right. Yeah. No. So we got delayed by like someone either came over. We had to wait for a delivery. Like someone called, et cetera, and we just had to like, you know, we had to keep pushing the time back or whatever to the point where it's like, you know, we weren't going to go see it. And I was like, oh, whatever, we're going to see it in the weekend. And my was just like, no, but you want to see the film. Like, just tears. And I'm just like, it's okay. It's fine. Just like, no, it's not. You want to see.
That's eventually a really sweet version of that because I was expecting like that story to be like, and then she lost her shit at me. But the fact that she was just like crying to be like, oh, I want you to be happy. She loves you so much.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah. That is rough.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, very cute because I'm like, hun, I mean this. And this, like, the night, I don't care. I couldn't care what we do tonight. It was just a throwaway comment of, I guess we could do this. It's on.
Let's watch Morbius instead.
Yeah. Oh, Morbius.
I remember we were having a conversation where she was like, sorry, I'm on a lot of hormones. Mm. And then I think we were lightly bullying someone.
as we are wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked over and she was just like, I'm sorry, I'm about to start crying. I can't help it. It's just going to happen and then it's going to finish. And we were like, oh, yeah. And then she's just like, I'm fine. It just needs to, we're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a fun couple of weeks. The process was like the hormone injections, and it's meant to make your body release, or the follicles kind of open up, and like an egg is like, hey, here I am, here, come and harvest me. And so we did that, and then you got to go get scanned to be like, oh, how many are there to basically, how's it all looking? Because it's meant to be anywhere, like a number between like whatever and whatever. And so at the end result is like, so we're doing genetic testing on all the zygotes. I think they're called zygotes, that ended up basically working. And it's, you have to pay for each one up to 8, and then anything above 8, it's free. So for my, like in my like head, it's kind of, okay, I guess they kind of expect either a lowish number or anything above 8 is like, fantastic, it's good work, great. So I was like, okay, cool. So I'm guessing people who go through IVF are either a little bit older than us, or it's the kind of like where they just don't get as many eggs as we do. Because I don't know the numbers off the top of my head exactly, but she was in like the, we almost had a thing, was like something called like, something like ovarian something shock, where it was like, okay, too many. Yeah. So they got like a scan and it was like, okay, everything's doing pretty well. We're counting a bunch and like 12 on one side, and we think it's going to be a bit more on the other. So we don't even have to worry too much. You're doing really well. And then like a week later, the doctor was like, all right, we're going to stop. Okay, you're going to inject yourself. Okay, we're going to stop that one. Now, we did say do this, do it now, because we need to stop. You have like 20 some. Okay, we need to. Okay.
So many eggs.
Yeah. So we went basically, I think we went from something like 23 eggs We're harvested or something along those lines. And then from there, it's like, okay, then we just fertilize a bunch of them and see what happens. Yep. And there's two processes. One is called Ixis, which is short for something.
You listened.
Yeah, I did. And the other one is they basically like just throw sperm at the eggs and see what happens. Ixis is the one where they grab the like each individual sperm sort of thing and like very surgically like implant it into the egg, right? Yep. So it's like, okay, this is – and we got, I thought we were going to do because when I got my sperm test, oh, not great.
So it's your fault.
No good?
Yeah, I read it and I was like, this doesn't sound too bad. But then you're like, oh, okay. It's something like to do with like it's meant to be
– it's five enough.
It's five. Enough. But like, it was like 4% under this, but then you're like, but it also has like, you meant to have X many million, and I had like, say, like a million less, but then when it's like 4% of like that many million, it all sort of adds up. Mm. In my defense, I did get the sperm test like a couple of weeks after our Christmas party, and I think if anyone remembers that.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
I do. I was sober that night.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that killed some. That killed some sperm. Yeah,
we drank a bar out of booze.
We did.
They ran out of.
We
like,
drank a rum bar.
Yeah.
Out of several rums and several beers.
By the end of the night, it was like, "Can we have another drink?" And they were like, "Yes." And you were like, "What on the menu can I have?" And it was three things. Two of them were beers.
In a can, in the fridge.
In the
already.
Fridge, yeah.
And like, and this is like, I'm not that old. I don't think I'm like 35, and. So I wish I'd gotten the sperm test like before because I got the sperm test and it was like our specialist was very much like, hey, if you want it, you could probably keep going, keep trying and you'll be fine. You're just going to keep going and it'll be fine. But if you want to get like basically pregnant yesterday, go to IVF. And we're like, okay, cool. And then it was like, okay, we're pregnant. Okay, cool. Well, maybe that has saved us like 20K. No, it didn't. It just gave us more trauma and then 20K because IVF ain't cheap. So
you need to go to the IVF clinic that does the same.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you get 12 sessions of IVF.
Yeah.
They'll throw in like two free treatments. Yep.
And a boob thing.
Yeah. Yep. That'd be nice. I'd like that. I need it. So it was this kind of thing where I'm like, I wish I'd known because then I would have done. Because then I started doing things to try and improve sperm health. I didn't go to a doctor. I just Googled, what can I do? Because I'm not clever. So I got like a bunch of different like lists. And then basically it was like, okay, how do I like aggregate this all? I feel like I maybe you'll take a leaf out of your book, George. And so it was, yes, Tom?
Nothing.
You're good.
No.
What did you do?
So, it's just a list of like basic things, and it was like, you know, exercise more, you know, eat healthier, cut back on alcohol so I didn't drink, try not to avoid caffeine. So I went from having like what upwards of 10 a day to 1.
That's very impressive.
Crazy.
How are you still here?
You should have vibrated to the earth into the core.
So like that was a went from basic being okay, God, and I have caffeine for baby, and so I was like, okay, cool, I'll just try and. Go cold turkey. Because I don't know where this happened a couple times in my life where I'm like, yeah, I'll just stop. Like, it's the same with when we used to smoke. I just went, I guess I'll just stop. And just stopped, like, mid-cigarette and just didn't pick one up. So I'm like, oh, yeah. And so I just, like, I'll go cold turkey. I think I lasted to, like, 4 p.m. the next day and then, like, the withdrawals kicked in, the headaches, and I'm like, nah, I'll have one a day. I'll let myself have a little treat of one coffee a day.
Do stave off the shakes.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I say, going from 10 to 1 is basically quitting.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. So then also like, okay, make sure I don't have my laptop on my balls. Let's have like maybe a, like either a chopping board or like a pillow and then that so it doesn't like heat up my nuts.
That helps.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Huh. And then a shit ton of different vitamins. So I just basically had like a whole bunch of different, like a list that I grabbed from like different things. Just like try this. And most of them, in fact, everyone bar one I could grab from like a chemist or a pharmacy. One I had to order online and that was all right.
That one's the one that's working.
That one came from this guy called Sergey.
Yeah. But those all seem to be like, you know.
Paid in Bitcoin.
So I guess, look, nothing like too stupid, but like it was very much like, well, this has been proven to be maybe increase like, you know, testosterone. This has been due to like maybe do this. And a lot of it was like either we're unsure or this, hey, this has like shown some like to work in X many like weeks after. In this sort of trial. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll just do a bunch of that. And so, yeah, just did that for ages. And then, so we fully expected us to do, like, so the Ixus one is you grab the sperm and you put it into the egg. And I fully expected that one because my sperm being confused and sluggish and low being like, where do we go? Mm-hmm. I figured we'd do that. But it turns out, no, it was, I guess, everything that we were doing sort of worked out in the sense because they were like, oh, no, we just didn't do that. We just went through the normal procedures.
Chucked it in the blender.
Chucked it in and see what happened. And so at each sort of stage, it goes from being like you have this many that are good and then we sort of like whittle it down.
Yeah.
So it was like from 20, say 3 it was, it then is like, okay, so from that, then it was like, say, okay, I think it was something like 13 were fertilized. So it's like, okay, so we've gone from 23 to 13. So it's like, okay, cool. That's pretty, that's, and then the thing is we didn't know if it is as good, is as bad, what's going on. Because again, we're like, well, 8 is the maximum you can pay for. So surely anything 13. Above 8 is pretty good. Mm. But it's like, yeah, but 13, but then it's like almost half got, or just under half got thrown out. Like what's, so again, not knowing anything, you're like, And so from that, it was like, okay, so we're going to see how many basically take. Mm. And so they kind of wait and basically a week it was. And then it was like, all right, cool. And we're going to see how many, like, you know, do the whole splitting of difference. Like, you know, they keep separating and being like, okay, the cell divide's happening. And now we have, some like healthy zygotes. And then it was like, cool. So from that. That got whittled down to 8.
Convenient.
Yeah, right. Hang on a minute. Big IVF. Yeah. Hey. So that got whittled down to 8, and then was kind of like, oh. So the idea is like, okay, so after this certain time, they want to see the dividing, and it's like, I think it was like a Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And it was like on the Saturday, we that's like when we see everything sort of dividing, and that's we sort of like grab the sort of the better ones. And if they're dividing there, that means they're the healthy ones. It's going sweet. Sometimes it'll make, take another like, you know, 24 hours and some others will start like, oh, all those are like doing well as well. So we'll include them. And then in the last round, like the third day, it's like sometimes some like little like late bloomers will be like, and me too. And it's like usually you don't. Want those, but those are kind of like your Hail Mary last resorts from what they were sort of telling us. So again, it comes down from, I'm assuming with people who are maybe getting a little bit older or they don't have many like eggs that were like sort of successfully harvested. And sometimes with the injections, like the hormonal injections, sometimes it just doesn't take and you have to kind of either stop immediately because it just doesn't, you know, body reacts kind of poorly to it, or you don't get as many sort of follicles opening and whatnot. So all of our 8 developed in that first day.
Hell yeah, hey. Strong babies.
And then it was kind of like seeing what was going on with the other, like to see if anything happened. But then nothing. There was like, oh, there might be a few more that are going to like basically pop. But nah, they didn't. So don't worry about it. It's fine. So we had like from that, we had 8 and they were frozen and then had to get like a part of it was like basically taken to go get genetically tested. Because we were doing that again because we could have gone from that to then implantation, which is like what some people do if they're kind of like either strapped for time or again, because it does cost per each one, if you just don't have the cash. Because again, it is an expensive process and I am very blessed that we basically saved up for this. Because again, it says like, you do get some money back in Australia from the government, but like it is, I think out of pocket going to be like, yeah, around about that, like $20,000. And so it's like, cool, cool, cool. Glad we saved up roughly $20,000.
Yeah.
So it went from there being like, okay, cool. Genetically tested, see what's happening. And our test came back. We had 1 abnormal, so they're in the bin, and 7 potential good ones.
That's cool.
And that's basically where we are at the moment. So it's things are looking good in sort of like – so for me, it's all like it's the numbers game. Everything's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of like large number, whittle down, whittle down, whittle down. And 7 to me sounds like a really good thing, especially if it's like, well, look, maximum is 8, which is annoying because I couldn't even get a freebie. Oh, well.
That's
yeah.
Big IVF.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they do.
7's more than you want.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, 100%. We only want 2 kids. So.
Done.
Hey, you got 5 extras.
Yeah.
I didn't look at my hand. You can't prove that I did.
Not on this audio medium.
No.
And so now it's this kind of thing where you sort of like you have to wait with cycle. So it's like you go through one more sort of like cycle and then it sort of go through that. And then the next cycle, I think towards the end, you start taking even more hormones and all this kind of stuff. And then my wife has to take a bunch of vitamins every day That will,
and you're done.
And I, once again, my role in this is so done. At this point, I'm like, do I get the vasectomy now? Like, because I don't need it anymore.
Yeah,
it's done.
I mean, it is done.
All right, I can start going back. Got some more coffees a day if I want to. I probably shouldn't.
You could have eight.
I could.
Yeah.
Start having eight coffees with your laptop just pants down on your balls.
It's like, what are you doing? Raw dog in a microwave? Why? Because I can.
My part's done.
My part's done. it's just kind of like, cause I have like a bunch of like, because I get these like all these vitamins or whatever. And I have a friend of mine who, while we were away, unfortunately, like him and his partner, they also went through very similar to what we went through like last year as well. And it was like, yeah, that sucks. And it was interesting to have someone being like, yeah, no one's really understanding what it's like. And I'm like, yeah, you'll get that. And it was being like, well, I have, because like they want to try again. It's like, have these vitamins. They helped me. Maybe it'll go with you. So it's kind of nice to have like a weird support network that's quite close of sad. You know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah. Because it is a weird, it's the one thing I've really like noticed with it all is like kind of like grief is a very, it's a very strange kind of grief in that like people can, you know, people have like, you know, lost family members or they've like all that kind of different kind of grief. But the grief of having like going through a miscarriage is.
You're grieving potential.
Is very different to sort of like anything else that I've ever experienced in my life. And I remember talking to my mate and he's like, yeah, I get it now. Like back then it was just kind of like an abstract thing, but it's like you can feel sad for someone, you can have the empathy, but like, yeah, I just didn't really hammer home.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, I think that's a good way of putting, cause again, when it happened, like I've experienced before with like other people and you hear it in sort of like either the media or like sort of people, you know, like, oh, that must suck. Yeah. I'm real sorry for you. But like, again, you just don't really know.
You can't know until you go through it.
Because it is like such a strange thing. So at the moment we're just, waiting between cycles and then it's kind of up to us when we want to sort of implant, as it were. So again, nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed in life. I'm not going to like count our chickens before they hatch or as they were.
Hey.
Yes.
So, you know, like there's a chance that this, like we might go through it again and it's, you know, because the hormonal stuff was that harrowing and because it was that, invasive. Cause like, again, like, she had to do the injections herself every day at the exact same time. And, you know, she's not great with needles the best of times.
Yeah.
And this is before, and beforehand, like, again, it really is, like, there is just nothing I could do. Like, there's nothing that, like, my part is literally jerking off into a cup and I'm done. And before that, it was like, maybe one blood test. And,
you were brave.
I thank you.
Yeah.
But it's like, I did like one blood. We went in because she had to do blood tests as well. And like, my vial is done. I'm like, okay. And then like, okay. And for my wife, and like, okay, lie down. We're taking 10 vials. And it's like, I'm so sorry. I wish I could take my, I got nothing. And I'm like, halfway through, like all like the hormonal stuff. She's like, I'm not, if this doesn't work, we're just not doing this again. I can't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
I understand that. And so it is this kind of thing where it's like, well, we have, you know, well, technically, you have 7 goes. But like, you know, how many more miscarriages can one have before you're like, nah. So
7.
Yes. Correct, I guess, in a numbers game. But so, again, it's this more kind of like, what are we going to do now? And it's just kind of, well, now we're just kind of waiting. We're kind of a bit more hopeful.
Yeah.
And it was never, I don't know. For me, it was always being like, I'm very hopeful and optimistic to the whole process, whereas my partner very really, like more like realistic to the point of pessimistic. And the same thing when we have, I guess we lost the third. It was very much me being like, nah, it's going to be good. And she was like, I can't really put I can't get into that because if I do, and then for me, like for her, the drop is going to be harder.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'd rather feel everything. Just, let me go at it.
Nice.
Put me up high and drop me down. Ah, here we are yet again. Whereas I understand, like, from there, it's like a very, like, a protective kind of, like, way of doing it.
Mm.
And even, like, in this process, like, each kind of thing is, like, going from, like, 23 to, like, 13 to 8 to 7. And every time I'm like, nah, this is good. And she's like, I'm not getting any hope up. But, like, each time was, like, a little bit more hopeful. So it was very nice seeing that evolve, as it were, to be, like, going from, like, almost no hope to, like, okay, a little bit more, to a little more, to a little more. And so, like, well, you know, we're not going to be like, and now we've succeeded. It's just, look, it's things are looking up. It's bright. You know, we'll see how it all goes. And it's been, very, like, I guess, a very weird, interesting experience. I wouldn't recommend it for a lot of people because it sucks. But it has been a very interesting experience. And, like, you know, before this, you have, like, conversations with, like, well, if this doesn't work, then what? And if this doesn't happen, then what?
Yep.
And it's kind of like, well, if this doesn't work, you know, what about, you know, adoption? Do we want to go down that route? And, you know, for the longest time, I was like, I actually don't know how I feel about it, like adoption. Like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't know. Mm. And it's like something that I never really had to think about. And it's something that I like, never really had to kind of address. And it was just like, I just don't know. And I can't answer that now. Give me a couple of like, maybe a couple of weeks to kind of have that thing. Back of my
you
head.
You don't even have to. You can take longer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you can have more than. George is right.
Yeah, it's true.
You've got so much time.
Who's this person putting this pressure on you? Yeah. I got to get ready to go. 2 weeks tops.
Like, I can't, you know, it's like, well, if this doesn't work, do we want to go down the adoption route? Because, like, we do want kids, and that's kind of like, you know, what we do want. That's what we talked about, you know, when we were in a start of the relationship. It's that something that we do want in our lives. And it was very much a, well, I don't know how I feel about that, but. Then, you know, after like kind of like thinking about it and being like, well, my mum was adopted. And so like we don't know who her father was and her birth mum, who I found out like died recently, but good because she sucked.
Yeah.
It's like, well, she was adopted and like, you know, what she got out of as in like that family that sucked so much. And like, you know, well, how like she was treated. And it's this weirdest thing that got me there because it was like, 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning. And this is when I was getting up really early.
3 a.m. brain plus
3 a.m. brain.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Healthy.
And I was like 6 a.m. in the morning.
6 a.m. brain is healthy brain. 3 a.m. Brain, not healthy.
It was on the couch, and I was on the couch, and I was holding Tiramisu, our cat.
And she started
mummy milk. Like, we call it her mummy milkering, which is she'll grab a bit of blanket in her mouth and just do like the kneading.
Yeah.
And she'll just start drooling everywhere. And we call it mummy milkering because we're like, oh, look at doing mummy milkering. It's cute. And like, I just started weeping. like, oh my God. Cause she was abandoned. Like, the reason why she does that is, like she was abandoned by her mum.
Yeah.
And it's like this, like, they do it if they're weaned too quickly, I think.
Yep.
And so, like, she's like over a year now and she still does it. And I'm like, well, we adopted you too. Cause you guys were like, they were in a bin and like they had like cat flu as well.
Yeah.
Like they were just abandoned. And I'm like, but like, you know, we went out and like, she's like having a great time now. Like, you know, she's with her sister and they're like loving. Like, if I can like love this cat.
I think I can
actually really good.
That's fucking good.
Get on board, you know, and like any kind of issue I had, any kind of preconceived notion of like, you know, would I like love this baby that's not mine or whatever? Because like, you know, this just doesn't look like me. It does this. Those weird kind of like thoughts that you just kind of like can't really, I don't know, put into sort of words because, like, I don't know if I would be comfortable with that or not until I sort of start thinking about
it. Well, I think for a lot of people, because I know, like, my thought process was very similar when I was dealing with my fertility issues, is that a lot of people are scared they're like to adopt because what if they disappoint the kid?
Yeah.
So the question is, you're like, what if I don't love it enough and what if I'm not good enough? Where if you have your own kid, you're like,
you have to.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's that kind of vibe of like, all that feeling.
Well,
like,
you feel like going from one shit place to another shit place is not like a good enough thing for that kid.
What if I don't, you know, what if I don't love the child as much? What if I can't connect with the child? What if I'm just like, all those sort of like questions or thoughts were sort of popping up until
for what it is worth, man, you adopted a bunch of us like when we were children and you're fine. Yeah. Like you did a great job.
You raised us well.
You raised us really well. And you love us lots.
George is an accountant.
He is.
Yeah.
He's an accountant.
I do remember the time I nearly set your whole kitchen on fire and you were so calm and nice about it. I didn't even realize I nearly set the kitchen on fire until afterwards. You was like, that's all right. Just get a paper towel, wipe all that oil out of that pan. Let's not put it under the running water again.
Yeah.
And then afterwards you were like, all right, so here's what happened. I was like, oh my God, you're going to be such a good dad.
Yeah, it's you want that sort of like soft parenting, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So it was really nice having this beautiful moment of this cat drooling all over me and being like, you're so kind and you've been so mistreated and who could abandon you? You're so beautiful. So, yeah, it was this kind of like, you know, afterwards being like, you know, being able to tell my wife to be like, yeah, look, if things don't work out, like, we can definitely go down that route. Because I know I had been a little bit apprehensive or a little bit like unsure. But now I'm like, look, if things don't go as planned and if we experience, you know, another dream, we can.
That's I'm blaming
that's,
Tom.
That's yeah, Tom, so much fault. Time to work out what had happened. Glad this podcast is ending.
Yeah, we can go down that route as well. So it is kind of like I'm happy for the future. I'm happy for the foreseeable future. I'm happy where we are in terms of our relationship. I'm happy where we are in terms of like my, you know, place in the world, as it were. We're sort of like slowly but surely making the house that we have a home. I'm buying her so many power tools that she can do. She's so much more handy than I. It's
how good's that?
It's so
my partner's good. Also good. Like it's I just cherished.
Yeah. I know my role in this. It is to pick up a big hunk of wood or a big thing to place somewhere, then they do the thing.
Yes.
It's good. I bought her a little sander or something.
Little orbital sander?
Yeah, I don't know.
the action you did, I knew it was an orbital sander. It's fine.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Oh, I just realized I'd like gotta find another one of you. And I'm gonna marry that. And
you're gonna do the cherishing.
I'm gonna do the cherishing, but I'm baby.
No, baby.
But also. No. Yeah, no, because the nice thing would be like, you bought me an orbital sander. And this person would be like, what? I walked into the shop and I just went like this and they went, we know what you want.
Thank you.
And they said, are you using it? And I said, no.
I walked into the shop and I talked to the nice lady and she was so nice to me. She was so nice. She was so helpful. Yeah.
Actually, Tom, I'm going to introduce you to some of the ladies in my store. You're going to lose
store it. Cherished.
But so nice going to like a hardware store and basically like, we need a thing and they'll address me. And I'm like, please don't. No, you don't need this.
You need a shirt that says, I'm stupid, ask my wife.
Oh, huh. Oh,
Add it to the shirt store.
But I guess it's this process now because like, we need to build a shed or get a shed sorted because like, we need somewhere for our power tools. And like, for the longest time, we've had like the backyard being like a mud pit. And we've had like someone being like, oh yeah, we just want like a basic thing, a landscaping, whatever. And the guy's like, yeah. I was like, what are you after? And we're like, this, and this. He's like, oh yeah, no worries about it. We waited like months for a quote back from him. And he's like, yep, like I've got some time. Here's exactly what you guys want. And here's the price. And I'm like, oh yeah, 30K. Well, he can fuck off.
That's seven babies.
that's no thank you. And they were like, look, oh, that's a lot. That's like a pie in the sky. Like that's too much. How about some basics? Just this. It's like, oh yeah, no worries. That's still like 15. Okay, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we got to be like DIY, do it myself. Oh, I hate what I've become.
So you've become DIY of Joel.
No.
Do it Joel self.
It's basically
DIY.
Like, yeah, DIY.
Yeah.
I'm stupid, ask my wife, and then DIY for couples.
Oh, yes. Walking through the hardware store together.
Yes, because it's very much a like, look, I can lift things and I can move things around. You just point the thing and I'll do that thing. But like in terms of other stuff, I'm like, oh, I'm stupid as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's nice knowing that.
It's a dream.
Yeah, it is. It's very good. It's very nice. Yeah, making a life with this person that I want to make a life with, and it's very
it's good stuff.
Yeah,
really.
Very stories of the rest of us.
Yeah, I know.
Why it's we're beautiful. Happy.
It's very nice planning for the future. And it's very very nice being like, okay, this is be what we want to, and it's looking at things to be like, how can we make this more either kid friendly or how can we make this, you know, for a child down the line. And it is just kind of like really making those sort of decisions as well. Oh, so it's nice. It's nice where it's where we sort of want to be. Maybe a bit delayed, life, a couple of months. And like, don't get me wrong, there's still sad moments, there's still sad days. Like, I think we were overseas. Yeah, it was overseas, and it was just like both of us were ignoring the date because that was the due date.
Oh, yes. What day is it? It's Tuesday.
Oh, don't worry about it. and it was just kind of like unsaid thing until we were sort of like, you know, finally like alone because we were with like family and whatnot. And it was like finally alone together and being like, yeah, this, and like, yeah, also this, and you're like, yeah, it sucks. But it is like with time, like time heals most things. And it is definitely like with distance and time and sort of a more optimistic look to the future. That's why I'm happy.
Yeah.
It sounds beautiful. Like we're all excited for the future.
Future's good.
Future.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, future.
I love future.
Future's bright, so
love
let's all to put wear
Bo
sunglasses.
And all of us involved when he's just destroyed us so badly.
Now none of us can be happy again.
No, sadness won.
That's all right. You got a hairdresser. Yeah. He's got to come.
Fuck, it makes me sound like a fucking idiot.
Tom, I have a plan to make a list.
See? We're all shit.
I'm happy. I'm happy in my future. Shut the fuck up.
And on that note, I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
I've been George.
I've been Tom.
And I've been Joel.
And thank you for listening to 100 episodes of Why Am I Sad and sticking out with us while we were sad. And now we're not sad. Mm. We're happy people.
Yeah.
We've exactly. done. We've cured fine. Sadness.
It's fine. I would
we
say,
actually mean when we say we're fine.
We're fine. Yeah.
We are fine.
I would say it's like, look, we're not that we're not, we are happy. It's just not that we're not sad. It's just that we understand that, I guess that sadness is temporary. And
it only lasts 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Look.
Just because nothing matters doesn't mean nothing matters.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because nothing matters, the things that matter, you got to find the reasons why. Mm. And we hope you find yours.
And go to therapy.
Oh, go to therapy.
For the love of God.
Or
go
do
to therapy.
Yeah.
Or do 100 episodes of Why Am I Sad, then you're fine as well. Yeah.
Bye. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.